KQED. And now it's time for another in our series, At Risk in the Trump Era, exploring the impact of the first few months of the Trump presidency on vulnerable communities in Southern California. It's a collaboration with student reporters at the USC Annenberg School for Communication and Journalism. Today's story is about a rock band that once played sappy love songs and now is raging against President Trump's incendiary stance on Muslims, Jews, and immigrants. Ashley Eady introduced us to the band Jacob the Horse.
Before the election, Jacob the Horse sounded like this.
I promise I can make things right. If you only let me stay the night.
Yeah, the first Jacob is not political at all.
It's a lot of rock songs about girls.
What else am I going to write about?
Except for like being bummed out about girls.
After November 8th, though, the band's rage came pouring out.
We had a rehearsal right after the election results and immediately said, okay, let's write a song about how angry we are. And we were all on the same page immediately.
Aviv Rubinstein is the band's lead singer. He's Jewish, though he never really connected with his Jewish heritage growing up.
Both my parents are Israeli immigrants, so I grew up in like a relatively Jewish town. A good portion of the kids were Jewish, but I didn't feel the same as them. I desperately wanted to be like American. I wasn't ever like Jewish first.
But since President Trump's election, attacks on synagogues have spiked. And on International Holocaust Day, Trump failed to acknowledge the death of 6 million Jews. And then Sean Spicer said this.
We didn't use chemical weapons in World War II. You know, you had someone as despicable as Hitler who didn't even sink to using chemical weapons.
To someone like Aviv, whose grandparents survived the Holocaust, it was time to take a stand.
This is awesome. Thank you so much for coming.
It's the night of Jacob the Horse's album release party, and Aviv wears a half-dollar-sized, pale gold Star of David. This is the same star European Jews were forced to wear during the Holocaust.
I think it's a more thoughtful form of protest than just wearing a shirt that says, like, go to hell, Trump, or whatever. And it also is, like, a reminder for me of, like, I wouldn't have had an option not to wear one 60 or 70 years ago.
Although the tiny star blends into Aviv's dark denim jacket, some fans noticed it, like Michael Epstein.
You know, I feel empowered, encouraged, and not afraid to do the same sort of thing.
The other members of Jacob the Horse wanted to get more political, too. Lead guitarist Josh Fleury worries about the effect Trump's policies could have on his Taiwanese immigrant mother.
It's kind of been tough for me to think about how, you know, if a man like Trump was president back when my mom tried to move out here, she may not have been able to come out here at all, and then, like, I may not have had the life I had.
As they play, brows furrowed and strumming intensely, the musicians radiate the heat of their new fiery style. This is the rock and roll battle cry, Dead by 45.
Well, he's the 45th president, and he's going to kill us. We'll all be dead. The song starts very fatalistic. I'm a fool now that it's over, but all will be okay. Because when they drop the big one, we'll all be orange anyway. Because when you're stupid, that's the punishment you pay. The people that were positive he wouldn't win are dumb, and the people that voted for him are dumb. It's like, we're screwed, but here we go. I feel fine, because we'll be dead by 45. And if some from California can sing about it, then baby, so can I.
Aviv says he uses the derogatory term to diffuse slurs against Jews and celebrate his Jewish heritage through his music. For Jacob the Horse, the fight doesn't end with Dead by 45. The song is both a warning and a call to action for people who are frustrated and angry with Donald Trump. For the California Report, I'm Ashley Eady in Los Angeles.